Okay, today I want to discuss with you some inyanim relating to Kiddush on Shabbos. This week is Parshas Yisro, and in the Aseres Hadibros we very prominently focus on Zochor Es Yoim HaShabbos LeKadosho. Okay, from the word Zochor Es Yoim HaShabbos LeKadosho, we learn the halacha, we learn that Yom Mechuyev Zochreyu Al Hayayin is the source of the halacha that we must recite Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos by day. Now, Zohar just literally means to remember. How do we remember? Remember with words. But Chazal have taken this a little further. Chazal have found Psukim in Tanakh where the word Zohar is associated with Yayin. And if Chazal tell us that whenever you mention, you make mention of Shabbos, you shall mention it Al Kois Shel Yayin. Okay, so therefore, this is the Makar. We make Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos day. The Gemara says, this is a the Gemara says Zochor Es Yom Psochim Daf Kuvav Zochor Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho Zochor Al HaYayin Dechnisasai Eliyela Balayla. I only know from the one pasuk Zochor that only at night when Shabbos begins. How do I know that we should make Kiddush a second time Shabbos day? Es Yom HaShabbos. It's not Smachta. Yo means remember it by day as well. Now here is the very big issue. What do they don't do it?
Today, a lot of
people
that
make Kiddush. Okay, but they make Kiddush, but they make at least a bracha. They make Kiddush on something. Not necessarily Yom, but right, Friday night it's on Yom. Now, here is the main issue we want to talk about. There appears to be a difference between Chassidim and Misnagdim. I imagine most people here, I don't see any Strimals here, so I'm assuming everyone here is a Misnagid. And I assume that in your home, the issue is that Friday night you only make one Kiddush. Everyone in your home listens very carefully to every word of your Kiddush. Shemeah Koyin, no? In your home, your children make the...
When I have my children, they make Kiddush.
Yeah. They made their own Kiddush?
They made their own Kiddush.
Fascinating. Wow. So you have Hasidish roots. Interesting, very interesting. My
gave a palace to the Belzerim, my father had a palace with Tchelis. This was the old Tchelis. The Zina Tchelis.
To which rabbi? The previous rabbi? The one who's no longer living. So he gave him a talis and he wore it and he used it?
I don't know about that, but he gave
the
house that he had
at Tchelis. He gave it to him. Fascinating. Okay, but Hasidim generally have the custom, and Don who's never seen this, is very shocked when they first see this, is that the custom is the father makes Kiddush, the Reish Habayis makes Kiddush, and the women listen, and the women folk, the wife and the daughters, are Yoitza with Shomea Ko'ina, and after the father makes Kiddush, then every male member of the family makes his own Kiddush. Now, it appears, I'm not sure, I don't know, I haven't seen exactly, but it appears there are two customs. It could be that each one makes it independently. That's the thing. So I say, they make it together. I'm not exactly sure. Someone yesterday, he told me no, that everyone makes it separately. If you have 10 sons, it's a long time, and it's a lot of wine. Also, you have to be very rich. You have to have a lot of grape juice every week. How much would it cost grape juice to fill up 10 cups of wine for your 10 sons?
There's no
a lot of food. That's the probably the grape juice is the least of your problems.
He drank,
and his wife was Yoitza. He drank, his wife was Yosef. Finished. So he makes Kiddush. The daughters know. Among the people who follow this custom, the women don't make Kiddush. That's what I've been told.
Does he have to announce that he's Yoitza everyone before?
No, the other Abba, they're not Yoitza, because if they're Yoitza, it'll be a bracha levatola. If you have kavanah to be Yoitza, and someone makes a bracha, and you have kavanah to be Yoitza with Shomea Ko'ina, and after you finish the bracha, after you finish your answer, Amen, you decide, you know what? I want to make my own bracha. And you go ahead and you make your own bracha. You've just done a terrible avera. You made a bracha levatola. If you were yoitze with the bracha...
If you have a condition, then I'm making...
Oh, I don't want to be yoitze.
Anyone who's interested in yoitze,
right.
If you want to make for yourself...
Exactly. That means the people there say, I don't want to be yoitze with your kiddush. I don't want to be yoitze. I want to do it on my own. That's exactly what the common custom is among Hasidim, is that the people, the male members of the family, have kavana not to be yoytze, and therefore each male member of the family makes his own private kiddush al koish shel yain, but not the women. The women listen to the kiddush of the men, of the father, Rosh Habayis. They answer amen. The wife, daughters, all nashim, and the yoytze, and they don't have to drink. The yoytze, if they want to drink, they can be tamed with koish la bracha, and they are done. But then every single male member of the family, the custom is they are on their own. They make their own kiddush. Now, what?
If you answer amen, does that mean?
No, you can answer amen. You should answer amen, but you have kavana. I'm not answering amen to be yoytze with shomea koine. I'm answering amen just to be polite, to answer amen. A bracha was made, but I don't want to be yoytze. I want to make my own bracha. Then, if you go to the world of the litvisha olam, it's unheard of. There, the custom is the Rosh Habayis makes kiddush on a koish shel yayin. Everyone answers amen. It doesn't matter how many people are in the family. There can be 20 people. There can be a whole ballroom. Go to a sheva brachas. Go to an ofraf, a simcha, bar mitzvah. You could have in the room 100 people, and there's one person makes kiddush, and that's the end. Finished. One kiddush. What is the point of disagreement between these two different customs? The point of disagreement is there are two rules in halacha which seem to be at war with one another. One principle is called mitzvah bo yoyser mi bishlucha. It's a principle that it's better for you to do a mitzvah on your own, better than have an agent do it on your behalf. If someone's going to make the kiddush, I'm going to be answering amen. Basically what that means is this person is going to serve as my agent. I don't want him to be my agent. I want to do it on my own. Mitzvah bo yoyser mi bishlucha. On the other hand, there's another principle which is in direct conflict with this rule that's called Rovam Hadras Melech. The more the merrier. When one person, everyone comes together under one banner, under one authority, it's a greater kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we, these two things are at odds with one another, and what it really comes down to, when we go through some of the details in a moment, but it comes down to is when these two different concepts are at odds with one another, at war with one another, which one wins? The Hasidic Sha'olam follows the Shita that mitzvah bo yoyser mi bishlucho is more powerful than Barov Am Hadras Melech. Whereas the Litvisha Olam, they are the opinion that Barov Am Hadras Melech has more weight. Now, what do all of these things border on? Now, first you have to go to, first of all, let me give you the names. The two names, and then this is a very big sugya, it's a very popular sugya. And the two names, you have to do some name dropping. You have to do the name dropping in this sugya is the Oilas Shabbos and the Tosefes Shabbos. These are two kadmonim, the early achronim. One is they're both early, both known to be mumchim experts in gedolim in yonim of Shabbos, in the Hilcha Shabbos. The Tosefes Shabbos is very popular sefer that's studied in yeshiva in the Hilcha Shabbos. And the Oilas Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, is a parish of Shulchan Aruch, and it's, I think it could be in the Shulchan Aruch. Some should have printed Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure. It's printed Shulchan Aruch. But the Oila Shabbos holds the principle of mitzvah bo yoyser mibishlucha. The Tosefes Shabbos holds that the principle of Beravam Hadras Melech. Now, before we go through the Inyan in a little more detail, there's one exception to the rule. And that now, it's not today, we live in a world, there's a big melting pot, and it's not absolutely correct, but it appears from what I've read, that years ago, it was very common that by the Seder, the Pesach Seder, everyone, even the Litvish Olam, who makes Ravam, everyone makes their own Kiddush. But not only do they make their own Kiddush, here is something else that's very interesting. Again, this is not necessarily true today, because today there's a lot of confusion, and we know too much, and knowing too much not always is good. It creates a lot of confusion, is that everyone makes the Kiddush together. So Pesach, again, I'm not talking about every person today, but traditionally there were two differences between Pesach and Friday night. Even among Hasidim, where everyone makes their own Kiddush, they made it sequentially. The Rosh Habayis makes Kiddush, the Nashim Ayotze, and then the oldest son, the second oldest, you go down the line, everyone makes their own Kiddush. Pesach at night, everyone makes their own Kiddush, even Nashim. Even women.
Yes, yes.
Even women make their own kiddush, and everyone makes the kiddush together, mila b'mila. So what is going on over here? What are all the various issues? Okay, so I don't have full clarity. I didn't really have all that much time to go over here. Everything I'm telling you over here is coming from the Sefer Yoni HaParsha. There's a lot of material, but the basic insights are this concept of mitzvah bo yosa mi bishlucho. Is it a hidur or is it a chiyuv? The makar comes from kiddushin, where ish mekadesh. Let's find it. Mitzvah bishluchoi. The source is Cain. That's Cain to the Gamatem. Do they learn shlichos? But where do we learn the concept of mitzvah by Yosef and Shlucho? Here it is. It's the Mishnah Masechta Kedushin. Ha'ish mekadesh boy uvishluchoy. Ha'isha miskadesh. So women can be married, but she can receive her kedushin uvishlucha. The Gemara is the Kasha, Hiksha Gemara, Hashla, B'shluch, Mekadesh, Bo, Mibayo. So why did the Mishnah have to say both? If a person can send an agent, so why did the Mishnah telling that he could do it himself? The Gemara says, I'm going to have Yosef to teach you the concept, Mitzvah, Bo, Yosef, Mibishlucho. Now the truth is, the Gemara didn't anywhere go and bring a makar for this. The Gemara based this as Svara. And the Gemara just says, the Mishnah says, this is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, there's no real pasuk in the Torah, it's just a Svara, Mitzvah Bo, and the Gemara illustrates this with Kavod Shabbos, and that's why this is very problematic. The Gemara gives all the examples this preparing for Shabbos, Kiyod Rav Safra, Machach Resha, food preparations, Rav Safra, he would roast the head of a fish, and Rav Molach Shibut, Rav salted a fish. The Gemara gives different examples of preparing things for Shabbos. So, okay, that is halacha. Now, the problem is, you look in the Rambam, and you look in Shulchan Aruch, the piercing machloikis is this takonas chazal, mitzvah bo yosu mi b'shluchoi a hidur, a maila, it's an advantage, or it's an obligation. That when you where you have an opportunity to do it on your own, you have an obligation to do it on your own. The Rambam clearly says chayif. The Rambam's words are chayif adam lasos dvarim shehein letzorach haShabbos begufay shezehu kivaydai. The Rambam, when he describes preparing for Shabbos, chayif. Kiddush is a din zohar es yoim haShabbos lekadsho. Kiddush, to some degree, is a kavod Shabbos. It falls in the category of doing a yonif for Shabbos. The Rambam says chayif. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Giborim, he has a whole collection, they shy away from the word chayif. It appears that they disagree with the Rambam. I don't know where they're coming from, different Rishonim. You should be mishtadel. You should do the best that you can when it comes to matters of Shabbos to do it on your own, but there's no obligation to do it on your own. Now that now has a major nafkamina when it comes to Barov Am Hadras Melech. Barov Am Hadras Melech is also a svara. Now Barov Am Hadras Melech is a very complicated sugya. What are the numbers? Is there a principle Barov Am Hadras Melech less than 10? Maybe Barov Am Hadras Melech is only when there's persume, there's persum, when there are at least 10 people. What about doing it with 3 people together? Is there such a concept, Barov Am? What about 6 people? So not going to all the sources, but this appears to be a major machlekes rishonim if Barov Am Hadras Melech applies to less than 10 people. Most families, when they're making Kiddush, it's less than 10 people.
Is that men and women?
Men and women. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, well, that's another very big question that they have to take into account. There's Pirsume Milsa publicizing the miracle, which includes women. Women are included. And then there's Davar Shabbat Kedusha, a different type of Barov Am Hadras Melech, which, no, not necessarily will there be women will be included. So these are the variables. So here, when we put this equation together, let's just generalize. There's one other variable, which I'll throw out in one moment. The variables are, you have two things that are conflicting with one another. The Oila Shabbos, which is the meaning of the Hasidim, are of the opinion to follow the Shittas HaRamban, that Barov Am Hadras Melech is an obligation. It's chayif. You must do it. Mitzvah bo yosam mishlucha, like the Rambam is the chiyuv. That's number one. Number two, whoever said Barovam hadras melech is three people, four people, five people among a family. May Barovam hadras melech only applies when you at least cross the threshold of 10 people. So when you weaken, well, these two things are conflicting for attention. When you weaken Barov Am by telling me it's only when there are 10 people, and if you don't have 10 people, there's no need of Barov Am. And number two, when you strengthen Mitzvah Bo Yosem Mibishlucho by telling me that it's an obligation, it's not just a good thing to do, who's going to win? Mitzvah Bo Yosem Mibishlucho. Every member of your family, Lachatchila, is going to make their own Kiddush. The Litvaks, the Misnagdim, they disagree, and they are of the opinion that Mitzvah Boyoso Mibishlucho is not a chiv. It's a good thing. It's a hiddur. On the other hand, Berov Am Hadras Melech is a ma'ilah. So it's a covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and especially and it applies even to people. Berov Am Hadras Melech, three people. There are a lot of examples where you do Berov Am Hadras Melech even only two, three people. So when you strengthen Berov Am and you weaken Mitzvah Bo Yosem Mishlucha, what's the result going to be? The result's going to be Berov Am Hadras Melech. One person makes kiddush for the entire family. Right, that is pretty much what the Misnagdim follow. Now there is one other factor, one other variable. When if you're going to follow Barav Amharas Melech, you still need to be Yotze. If you need to be Yotze, how are you going to be Yotze? The principle of Shomea Ka'ayna. Now Shomea Ka'ayna is a slippery slope, because Me'ikar Adin, you only Yotze Shomea Ka'ayna when you listen to every single word, when you are making a short bracha. For example, Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, it appears by Hasidim, okay, this is the exception, the Hasidim, even Hasidim, Shabbos morning, okay, I'm throwing another variable to know to try to open up this inyan. Shabbos morning, Hasidim, only one person makes Kiddush. Even the Hasidim, who everyone makes Kiddush alone, in your family, right? You everyone Kiddush alone? At night, Friday night, correct? Have a Shabbos day? Everyone make Kiddush alone? Individually? Yeah. Okay, so maybe, I don't know that, man, but it appears that it's less common.
The reason it's less common is because
everyone is doing their own thing. Everyone is doing their own thing. Could be that's why. But by day, Hasidim, one person makes Kiddush for everyone. Why? Because the other factor that you have to add to the equation is, in order, if you're going to be Yotze with Rav Am Hadras Melech and apply the principle of Shomea Ka'ayna, you have to listen to every single word. Human beings have a very short attention span. Very hard to concentrate. If you're just making a short little bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen, you can concentrate for those 10 seconds. But Yoyim Hashishi, that's not even part of the Kiddush. But that already, that whole long thing already blows your mind. By the time the Baal Reish Habayis gets up to Savrim, Ranan, Rabbanan, Rabbasai, those words alone confuse you. And you go Bor Priagofen, Asher Kiddushanim Mitzvasav, Asher, you go to the long Kiddush. It's a long Kiddush, relatively speaking. It's 35 words. It's 35 words. It's too hard to concentrate every single word. So that's another variable. See, it's nothing here is clear. Because the truth is,
that's why Ms. Nagin don't say Yom Tchilo.
Let me go ahead and Kodesh, make it shorter. Make it a little bit shorter. So these are just, it's nothing is clear. There's a conflict. There is Mitzvah Bo Yosem Bishlucho. There is Barov Am Hadras Melech. If you're going to be Yoitze Barov Am Hadras Melech, you got to pay attention to every single word. Just spacing out and answering Amen, lip service, doesn't work. If you're not going to listen, do it yourself. So when the Oila Shabbos, you want to combine, you want to be Mechazek, Mitzvah Bo Yosem Bishlucho. It's a chiyuv, like the Rambam. You want to weaken Barov Am. We don't have 10 people here. And you want also take into consideration that if I'm going to be Yotze Barav Am, I have to listen to every single word, which I'm not going to listen to every single word every single Friday night. You know what? Make Kiddush yourself. Misnagdim didn't follow that. They held, you're going to listen to every single, the Litvaks, the very serious people, the Litvaks, the German Jews, the very serious people, you listen to every single, this discipline, respect, you mechazik, b'ravam, you weaken, mitzvah, yosem, mishlucho, the result is different. Shabbos by day, the result is different. Okay, so this is a very interesting topic. Okay, we're out of time. Let's take one of quick halacha. This is a very important halacha. There's another topic I want to talk about, we don't have time, but one short thing. This is a very important halacha. We know the halacha is that you make kiddush, you make bari priya gofen, not a kiddush, so you go to a restaurant and you make a bari priya gofen. They bring out some delicious, expensive wine, and then they bring out some Pepsi Cola or some Diet Cola or some water. Are you required to make a shahakal on the water? If you wash, you gotta make a shahakal, but let's say you didn't wash, and they gave you, even if you did, you make a bracha on yayin, you make a bracha on yayin. But let's say you didn't wash, and you go out for a business meeting, you go out to a restaurant with some business opportunity, and they bring out some wine, you buy a priyagofen, and then they bring out coffee. They bring you out some Diet Cola. Do you make a shahakal? Absolutely not. When you make a borei pri hagafen, a borei pri hagafen is like the hamotzi. The borei pri hagafen covers all other wines. All the wines. Now, what?
All other drinks.
So you don't make, once you make a borei pri hagafen, you do not make a shahako when otherwise you would have to make a shahako. If you didn't wash, so you normally have to make a shahako. But now that I drank a borei pri hagafen, I don't make a shahako. Here's the big shahako. It's very common. You go to a kiddush after davening, and the rav gets up. Baruch Atah Hashem Kimelchon, Boirei Pri Hagofen. Everyone, Amen. And everyone takes some Mizonis. And they take Cholent. Potato Kugel, Baruch Pri Adam. And they take, not herring. Herring is a Shahakal. So not herring. So you take the potato Kugel. And you take the cake. And what else? Yeah, you take some fruit. Ah, salad bar. You take some fruit. And you take some vegetables. You made every single Baruch and Baruch Shahakal. And then you say, oh, I'm so thirsty, I need some seltzer, I need some Diet Cola. Do you make a shahakal? Do you make a shahakal? Very important halacha. Do you make a shahakal? The Rav was moitzi the olam with the bar priyag ofen. What is the halacha? So the answer is, I always forget this, so review the halacha with everyone, it depends. If you were toyein, If they passed around from the koisho bracha borei priyagof, and you answer amen, and you sip a teeny mashu from the koisho bracha, or even not from the koisho bracha, even from one on the table when you answer amen, then you don't make. Then you yoytze shomea ko'ina with the Kaddish, and now you can drink your Pepsi Cola without making a shahakal. But if you were yoytze the Kiddush, by answering Amen to the Kiddush of the Rav, whoever's making Kiddush, and you were not Toyem Yayin from that Bori Priyagofen, and right away you ate Mizonos and you started a conversation, and now later you want to take a drink of water, or even a drink of water, or even the Bori Priyagofen, if you want to drink wine, even wine, you have to make a shahakal. I don't believe so. If he makes the Bori Priyagofen and you have on the table wine, some people do that. You have on the table wine, and you hear it's Bari Priya Gofen, and you drink wine, you're also done. Even though it's not the Koshal Bracha.
Up there, you're at a Shem Bracha, there's wine on your table.
Right.
You want to drink that wine.
Immediately, there may be no hefsek.
You want wine.
You answer Amen, and you drink, and you drink wine, and right away you're done. So then the Bari Priya Gofen of the Rav is like to your Bari Priya Gofen, and now extends to other drinks. But what's more common is you don't drink wine. Where I go, the Rav, he makes a Bari Priya Gofen, and no one has wine. There's no wine served. They don't serve wine. But it's a very small kiddush.
Same scenario. You're sitting at a Sheva Bracha's table. There's five couples. One person makes kiddush on wine for that table.
Yes.
Same rules apply.
If you do not drink wine with the Bari Priya Gofen of the Baal Habayit, of the one who made kiddush, that Bari Priya Gofen was good for kiddush, but it's not going to spare you from making.
Unless you drink right away.
Oh. You'll have to make a shahakol, and you'll even have to make a Bari Priya Gofen if you want to drink wine. But if you taste some of the kashal bracha or even other wine on the table, then that Bari Priya Gofen serves as your Bari Priya Gofen, and now you no longer make a shahakal on the soda that's served during the Kiddush. Okay, that's just a general halacha. All liquids, liquor, anything that's shakal, but not on foods, only on drink, mashke. If you want to have, you want to fish, you have to make a shakal.